Hey there, amazing humans. This is Jessica Lane, your friendly neighborhood brain whisperer, coming at you live with another dose of neuronavigation. Today's theme? That nagging little voice in your head that tells you you're not good enough, smart enough, or worthy enough. I'm talking about imposter syndrome, friend. Ever feel like a fraud, even when you've accomplished amazing things? You know, like nailing a presentation at work or finally finishing that crazy project you've been dreaming of for ages. Boom. Suddenly, your inner critic chimes in with, "You got lucky," or, "Anyone could have done it." Well, guess what? That little voice is a total liar. And today, we're going to learn how to silence it and finally embrace the awesome, incredible person you truly are. Now, I'm not here to sugarcoat things. Imposter syndrome is a real struggle for so many of us, from CEOs to artists to stay-at-home parents. It doesn't discriminate, but the good news? We can absolutely overcome it. Trust me, I've been there myself. Remember that time I thought I was going to completely bomb this podcast launch? Yeah, turns out I didn't, and neither will you. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you conquer your inner critic and rock your world. 1. Recognize the imposter. First things first, we gotta name it to tame it. When that self-doubt creeps in, acknowledge it. Say to yourself, "Hey, there's that imposter syndrome voice again. Let me see what I can do about this." By acknowledging it, you take away its power. Think of it like a pesky mosquito. If you ignore it, it'll just keep buzzing around. But if you swat it away, it goes on its merry way. 2. Celebrate your wins. Seriously, celebrate them. Big or small, every success is a victory worth celebrating. Did you finish that challenging project? Got through a tough meeting without losing your cool? Nailed that tricky conversation with your loved one? You did it. Give yourself a high five, a dance party, or a giant slice of cake. Whatever makes you feel good and acknowledge those achievements. 3. Focus on your strengths. We all have unique talents and strengths. Instead of dwelling on what you perceive as weaknesses, make a list of your superpowers. What are you really good at? What do people compliment you on? When you focus on your strengths, you build confidence and self-belief. It's like shining a spotlight on the best parts of yourself. Brilliant, right? 4. Challenge negative thoughts. That inner critic can be a real chatterbox. But remember, those thoughts are not facts. They're just stories your brain is telling itself. When you catch yourself thinking negatively, challenge those thoughts. Ask yourself, is this really true? What evidence do I have to support this? Would I say this to a friend? Often, when you examine those thoughts, they crumble like a stale cookie. 5. Practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. We all make mistakes, have setbacks, and face challenges. It's part of being human. Instead of beating yourself up, treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a friend. Remember, you are worthy, capable, and deserving of love and acceptance, just as you are. Think about that time you really messed up something big. Maybe spilled coffee all over your new shirt or totally bombed a presentation. Did you feel like giving up? Did you let that one mistake define you? Probably not. You probably dusted yourself off, learned from the experience, and kept going. That's the spirit we're talking about here. Resilience, learning, and growth. So, remember, friend, imposter syndrome is a sneaky little beast, but it doesn't have to control your life. By recognizing its presence, celebrating your wins, focusing on your strengths, challenging negative thoughts, and practicing self-compassion, you can silence that inner critic and embrace the incredible person you truly are. Now go out there and rock your world. Share this episode with a friend who needs to hear these words of encouragement. Leave a review and let me know what resonated with you. I love hearing from all of you amazing humans. Until next time, keep navigating those brainwaves with confidence and grace.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.